447 right now on WDEV AM and FM and WDEVradio.com. And let's talk about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Whether you need some basic hardware stuff or you need some real solid guidance on some high level projects, whether you're a DIYer or a licensed contractor, they've got stuff for you, that's for sure. And the guy who knows all about all the aisles is our friend Kyle. Kyle, I'm going to make something out of that, I think, someday. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. What are you coming after, the next Dr. Seuss book franchise?
I don't know. I think we need some fancy imaging, and imaging is just radio term for like a cool intro or something. So, you know, let's go down the aisle with Kyle with some music behind it or something.
That's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
It makes us all sound much better than we are, that's for sure.
Well, we'll take it. It's the least we can do on this chilly, gloomy day.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, we always talk about the things you guys have, and some of them are the usual suspects, but you guys have some stuff that people don't always expect.
Yeah, so I just thought we'd touch on it a little bit today. I know that a lot of guys like hanging out in their woodworking shops and stuff like that, especially when it's cold, light the wood stove and go out there and putter on a couple projects. And I just wanted to make everybody aware that at most of our locations, we do stock some hardwoods. We do have some maple, red oak, and also some poplar that's available in various sizes. Generally, it's from like 1x2 up to 1x12 in different sizes and lengths. We do have a limited selection of like some 5/4, which is a little bit thicker hardwood. And there's also a ready cut rack that's in the St. Albans location. I know Derby has one as well. So that if you need something smaller in a plywood or a sheet good, we do offer some 2-foot by 4-foot and 4-foot by 4-foot pieces of ready cut plywood. Everything that we put in that rack is the nicer grade plywood. It's what they call AC. So it gives you a really nice finished side. So if a lot of people come in and they're doing smaller projects and don't want to transport a whole 4-foot by 8-foot sheet, you know, that is an option for them.
What kind of stuff can I build with this? Because you know that I'm not so much the woodsman or laborer.
So the most popular thing probably right now that people are buying things like that for is, you know, like little shelves, or they're making like a mitten or a coat or a hat box. We also sell a lot of the 4-foot by 4-foot and 2-foot by 4-foot pieces of plywood for guys that like to make cornhole boards.
Oh, well, look, I can't make them, but I can certainly play and hold the beer that, you know, a company's playing.
Yeah, I'm not quite there on the cornhole. I'm still a horseshoe guy myself, but, you know, it's getting there. I'm getting there.
Cornhole is the best backyard barbecue drinking game there is.
And it is probably a lot safer with a bag full of corn than a giant iron horseshoe flying through the air.
That's certainly true. And I can't paint either. I really can't do anything but talk on the radio and shoot baskets for the most part. But, I'd like to paint my cornhole board too.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. Swing in. And depending on the location, we do have Benmore in Enosburg and our Swanton locations also in Derby. And then California Paint in Middlesex and St. Albans, and we can do color matching and the color palettes that you can choose from. There's a ton of different colors out there, so we can paint your cornhole board whatever color you want.
You know what's crazy is I feel like I have to speak to the listeners for a second, is that every week when you come on, I paint the picture that I can't do anything handy, and that's largely true, but I will say this. When I go home and my parents rely on me, I all of a sudden like kick into Superman mode where I can do things there that I can't do anywhere else. I put together out of the box their snowblower last year, and I understand it came like somewhat pre-assembled, but I still put it together. And they were appreciative of it. So I may not be top of the charts, but I'm not completely helpless, and the people need to know that.
Yeah, there you go. Just clear the air. Every now and then we all have MacGyver moments.
So I'm not old enough to have watched MacGyver. But there you go. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Enosburg, Derby, St. Albans, Middlesex, and Swanton Lumber, and sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, be well, and we'll clear the air again in 7 days.
Sounds good. I'll see you then.
All right. 452. Yes, I'm not completely helpless. I like to joke about it, play it up for the radio. I built a whole elliptical once. That is very much true. I built an entire elliptical. Came to the box. 700 pounds, I felt like this box was. 1 million pieces. I put it together with my bare hands. With my bare hands. And you're never going to hear the end of it. It's 452. More news next on DEV.